for the Mishnah is clearly chatzi kav atzomes in roiv atzomes loy. But if you only have a revius, a quarter of a kav worth of bones that came from a mace, the nazir is not metame. It could be his tame, but it's not seiser is naziris. That's the halacha, that if a nazir becomes tame, he seiser is naziris. That's only to come in contact with the same oil with a chatzi kav. But a roiver doesn't help. Zemara says, Heichi dami, what are we talking about? Elain, if you want to tell me the ispahinat samis kisaira, that in this revius of a kav there is enough bones the size of a barley, which for sure you have there. If so, typically mishrametzim kisaira. So pshita, there should be the tumah. It's not worse than you go in contact with a bone the size of a barley. So this the Gemara says, Ela diyak mechakmuchi. We're talking about the bones were chopped up, like not made into flour, like that there's no size of a barley either. There's no bone the size of a barley. So who this Gemara is a pillar. What's the Gemara talking about? We said all along that an etzem kisar, if you come in contact with a bone the size of a barley, that's only if you touch the bone or you carry the bone. But the oil, there's no tumah. That's the whole lach of our Mishnah. That if you're under the same roof of bones, then you badafka need a chatzi kav for a nazir, or for a regular person, a roiva atzomis. But avada, just an etzim kisar, is not enough. So what's our Gemara saying now? If you want to tell me that these bones are the size of a bali, so typically without the roiva atzomis, you have the etzim kisar. So today's the estakasha. Taptais sarachian, maka poruch. Holinian oil, arena, we're talking about tumas oil here, under the same roof. There's no tumah under the same roof, even just with one bone of a mace the size of a barley. So what's the Gemara asking now? If you have the size of a barley there, technically because of that. The Yaimari, Tayari said the pshat like this, the samach amay debin lemem of the samach. It was samach what the Gemara really says later on. The Tanan Bereisha, it says at the beginning of our Mishnah, chatzikav. That when is a nazir soiser if he's in the room with a chatzikav? The mashma, from there there's a diyk, avo pochus loy, if in the room is less than a chatzi kav of bones, he does not become tamei to be seiser as naziris. So that, so Marcus later, so amai yitzchok lemisnei b'seifer roi v'atzoma is dien anoz megalech olof. So why does the end of the Mishnah have to repeat itself and speak out, if there's only a revius, you're not tamei? Like chita, we know that from the Reisha. The Reisha says, if you have a chatzi kav, you're tamei. Mashma, if you don't have a chatzi, you only have a quarter, you're not tummy, it's not soisa. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? And the Gemara soon answers the Mishani B'samich, the Yaisi Lamedev comes to teach us a diyak, that the pochos mechatzi kav loy megaleich, alihi loy. That means if he's in the same roof, under the same roof, he doesn't become tummy. Avalamago v'yamaso megaleich, that's the chiddush. But if he touches the bones of a roiva atzamais, roiva kav, then the nozah does become tummy. So the whole chiddush of the safe of the Mishnah is that if he touches this basket or that has a revius of kav, of bones inside it, he becomes tamei. So on that, the Gemara is very good now. That if he came, that the Iker revus the mastitz mashmino, the amag of yamaso megaleach. That the Iker chiddush of the Mishnah is then, if you have this basket of bones, that if you touch them, you become tamei. So on that, the Gemara is very good. If that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, what type of basket are we talking about here? If this basket has bones inside it, that's big like a server, like a barley. So typically, mishum zeh, a bone that's the size of a barley, whoever touches it becomes tamei. If a nosa touches it, he becomes tamei and it's aisa. So if the chiddush of our Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah that says that with a revius of a kav, that there's no tumas oil, but there is a tumas mago master, that's the chiddush. So what kind of a basket of bones are we talking about here? That's our Gemara's kasha. If the basket has bones in it, the size of a barley, so forget about the whole basket. Any one bone, if you touch it, that has the size of a barley, you become tamei. So what do you have to say? It had a revius of a kav. So now the Gemara answer is very good. That we're talking about now, it's made out of flour already. El di'ak machakmuchi. We're talking about these bones, you grinded them up, these bones of a mace. And each bone now is less than the size of a barley. So if you touch the powder like, you wouldn't become tamei. There's no size of a barley. But that's the chiddush though. But if you have a basket here full of this powdered bones of a mace that has a shear of revius of a kav there, if you touch it, you become tamei. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. So first of all, Tachidish, even though you grind up the bones and make it into powder, it doesn't lose its shame from a mace. Just it has a different halacha now. That if it has less than a roiva, you wouldn't become tamei. But if it has a revius of a calf, worth of this powder from the bones, and if you touch it or if you lift it up, then you become tamei. And if it's just in the room under the same roof, that you don't become tamei. But if you touch it, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, you do become tamei. So there is a chiddush in saying a new halach of revius of a calf. That means of powdered bones. If you have powdered bones from a mace, so if you touch it, you become tamei. Then the Mishnah says, al eva min a mace, that if a nozer comes in contact with an eva, one limb from a mace, via leva min a chai, or also limb from a chai, sheyesha leim bosa karol, that on this limb, there's enough meat there, karol, that we had before, that means that it'll be, if it would have been attached to a live body, it would be able to live still. This limb would be able to live. In other words, the smallest amount of meat that the limb needs on it, that it could still live. So now that it's mace, or it's taken off from the chai, that aver, this limb, has tumas oil on it. And if it's in the same room, if you're in the same room with it, so the nazir becomes tumas, has to be saisa. So that's what our Mishnah says. So the diak is, ein alayim basa karomai. What's going to be though, if you have this aver, you have this limb, but it doesn't have enough meat on it. You have this foot, but only like the skeleton of the foot. There's very little amount of meat left on it. And that much meat that would be alive, it could not live, it couldn't heal up. So what's the halacha then? So he says, Ein aleihem basa karomai. Ho vada di alehi lo yigalech. That's pshita. If you have this limb of a mace that does not have this much meat attached to it, there's no tumas oil. Because that's what the Mishnah says. That when do we say if you're under the same roof with this limb, do you become tamei? Only if it has enough basa, the meat, to attach to it, that it would be able to live. But if it has less than that much meat, so the Mishnah says clearly there's no tumas oil. That's what's given. But now we have a doubt of a maybe dafka el b'maga b'maso. But our question is, what about if you touch it? What's going to be if the nozir touches the limb of a mace that doesn't have meat on it? Or b'maso, or else he carries it. Or b'shem shem etzem kisera. Who are then we're talking about the limb now does not have a bone the size of a barley. You could have a limb that has a limb could be, we said, in part of the pinky. A part of the pinky could also be a limb. So you could have a limb that has less than the size of a bone of a barley. Now the question is, if you touch it, do you become tummy or not? Does it have tumas mace or not? That's the question. Is that what the Mishnah says, that if the limb has less bosser, it doesn't have tumah, that's only tumas oil. If you're in the same room with this limb, you do not become tummy. But now the question the Gemara asks is, what's going to be if you touch this limb though? If you touch this limb that does not have enough basar on it, and even though he has before, an aver has to have a bone in it, we're talking about the bone is very, very small. His bone is less than the size of a barley. So there's no tumas magar as bone, and there's no tumas magar as basar. The only question is because of a limb. So that's the question, as tumas aver, if you touch the aver, do you become tummy or not? That's the shayla. That's the one I'm asking. Ein aleihem basa karomai. What's going to be the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan nomar ein anozer megalech aleihem. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though a nozer touches this limb, he does not become tamei, or he does not have to be seiser. He does not have to start over his naziris. This is not a tumah that stops naziris. Resh Lakish shamano hanozer megalech aleihem. Yes, if a nozer touches this type of a limb, that the bone is less than a barley, and there's less meat on it, still, since it's an aver min a mace, a nozer touches it, it becomes tummy, he has to be saisa. So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan nomer ein anozer megaleich aleihem, the nozer does not have to start over again, to a katani bereisha, because the reisha, the beginning of our Mishnah says, al aver min a mace, vi al aver min a chai. The reisha of the Mishnah says that these are the tumas that a nozer does have to start over again, if he comes in contact with an oil of an aver from a mace and an aver min a chai. And it says what? Sheyesh alem kazayis bosarin. Mashma, the only time there's a tumah from an aver of a mace, only if there's enough meat on it, that this aver would have been able to live with it. But avol ein aleihem loy. But mashma, clearly from the Mishnah, if you do not have this much meat on the aver, then nothing doing. this Eiver has no Tumah Nogeya to a Nazir. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan learns. Rav Shimon ben Melachi Shomer, he says no, Megaleach, yes, a Nazir has to be Megaleach a Nazir. Why? Midu loiketoni b'seifa, since it does not say this in the Seifa. In other words, the Seifa says all the cases that you, that the Nazir is not. Yeah. Since it doesn't say at the end in the Seifa, these are the cases that is not Megaleach. So for that to be approved, Shema Amina, Midu loiketoni hachi, Shema Amina lo Megaleach, Atvilu wa magoi, Yamasoi, Hoenshom basa karol. Why didn't the Mishnah speak this out? Hashem Mishlakas holds, if it was true what you're saying, that even with Maga and Masa, a Nazir will not become Tomei, the Mishnah should have spoken out in the Sefer and said that even if a Nazir touches it, still he doesn't become Tomei. So Mishlakas says, since the Mishnah did not repeat itself and speak this out, he holds a Nazir would become Tomei with Maga. Because why didn't the Mishnah repeat itself and speak out these things, you're not Megaleach? So that's what Shlokesh Zdiyik can say, that if he touches it, the Tumas Maga, if the Nazir touches this type of an Eiver, he does become Tum and it's Seisir is Naziris. For Rabbi Yochanan Amaloch, Kol Heicha Demashma Mechlolo Loiketoni B'Seifa. He owes anything here from the Klal and the Reisha, the Mishnah does not have to repeat it in the Seifa. So from the Reisha we hear this, that the Mishnah says clearly, when is a Nazir Tumay? Only if this Eiver has enough Basar on it. But from that cloud we understand that any time there's not enough Basar on the Eiver, there's no Tumah Nogeya to a Nazir. So the Mishnah does not have to repeat itself. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. For the Gemara, is that true? V'achatzi kavatzomis. I'll bring you proof not like that. V'achatzi kavatzomis. The Mishnah starts off to say that if you have a chatzi kavatzomis in the room, a Nazir becomes Tumah Nisaiser. But from that would be alone we would understand, the mashma, we understand from this here, that chatzi kav atzom is in, roiv atzom is loy, only because there's a chatzi kav in the room. That's why the nazir becomes tummy. But you understand that if there's only a revius, a quarter of a kav, you do not become tummy. So from the reisha I would understand this. And still, oketoni b'seifa, the seifa of the Mishnah says, roiv atzom is not mekabel tumah. So Chuy is in Alagab Yechanan. Even though we understand it from the Reisha, from the Klal, still the Mishnah repeats itself. So there should be a proof to Resh Lakish that since the Mishnah did not repeat itself over here, Mashma, there would be a Tumas Mag over here. So Mara says, I'll tell you no. Hosom, over there it's different. Rabbi Yechanan agrees to Roiva Batsomis. Because Elav Roiva Batsomis, and the Mishnah wants to repeat itself, Havamina, I would have thought to say, Afidu Amagovia Masoloi. I would have thought to say that the Mishnah says truly a chatz yakav. So from that I understand that a revi is a kav, no. But from that alone I would have thought, like Rabbi Yechon holds, there's no tum at all. Anytime there's less than a chatz yakav, a nazir does not become tamei. And I would have thought even if the nazir touches it, or even if he carries it, that's what I would have thought. So lehochi yitzrach lemisni, therefore I need the sefer of the Mishnah to repeat itself and tell us that roivat samais, you should know. But what's going to be if you only have a quarter of a kav of atzomis in the room? The alahilon who the ena nazir megaleich. True, if it's only tumas oil, you're under the same roof, then a nazir does not become tummy. He does not have to start over again his naziris. But if he touches it, if the nazir touches the roiva kav, or if he carries it, then it does become tummy. So if Yechon agrees, that's why the sefer has to repeat itself. But now it's very good. Only the Sefer repeats itself because there if you touch it, if the Nazir touches the revius of Kav of bones, the Nazir becomes Tamei. So from there it's a Deek though, but in the Reisha, in the other case, when you have this Eva Min Ames, that the Eva Min Ames does not have enough Basar on it, that there the Mishnah says it doesn't have any Tumah, Mashma Klal or Klal not, that even if the Nazir goes and touches it, still it doesn't become Tamei. So this would be approved to Rabbi Yechanan. Alright, turn over. Yeah. For the Gemara, no. V'achatzi lugdam. There's another chiddush in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when does a nazir have tumas oil by dam? How much dam does he need? It has to be a chatzi lug, a half of a lug of dam. Now, the shamat minof mirror, you understand, chatzi lugdam in. Revi is dam loy. When is a nazir? Tami biyoyel, only if he has a chatzi dam, a chatzi lug. But if you only have a revius of lug of dam, not. Ukatoni the safe is still the safe of the Mishnah to repeat itself and say that revius of dam, he's not mekayis, not no tumasayil. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Or again, it's a kashan of Yechlin, you see, it should have repeated it. Have the Gemara, Hosom, Leafukim, Rabbi Kiva. I tell you, by dam, it's come and tell us not like Rabbi Kiva. To Yom Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Reviyas dam abo mishnei mesim, metame biyoyel. Rabbi Kiva says another chiddish, that if you have Reviyas of dam that comes from two different mesim, together you have this Reviyas of dam, he also did a tumas oil on it. So that's why the Mishnah has to repeat itself over there to tell us not like Rabbi Kiva. Holds no. That when the Mishnah starts off to say that when you have an Eva min ha-meis, that a nozer is metameh, that's only if there's enough meat on it. But if it has less than that amount of basar on it, there's no tumor at all, whether you're in the same oil or whether you touch it. There's no tumor. Now the Gemara asks, how Eva min ha-meis hechidomi? What are we talking about? We have this limb from the mace. If the limb itself, or leg, or hand, that has bones in it, so if the bone itself was the size of a barley, my time with Rabbi Yechanan, how could Rabbi Yechanan say then that if a nozer touches it, he doesn't become tamei? And now we all know that if you have a bone, as long as it's the size of a barley, that you're tamei if you touch it. It's only a din in oil, it has no tumas oil. But Magu Master does have it. See, how could Rabbi Yechanan say if you touch this Avim in a mace, you're not tamei? If it has the size of a bone of a kesari, you should be tamei. Elamai vi de les beyetzim kesari. Elamai, you want to tell me what that the bone in this limb is a very, very small bone, less than the size of a barley? If so, my time with Resh Lakish? Then what's Tran Resh Lakish? Why does Resh Lakish say, if you touch this Avim, you become tamei? The Khuruf, there's no etzim there, why should it become tamei? So the Gemara answer is, oh, Malach Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish will answer you like this. L'yoylam d'les b'yetzim kisayra. Like Facebook, yeah. The Vata we have to be talking about here now, the Machlokas of Yechon Resh Lakish is, when the bone of this etzim is smaller than the size of a barley. Because that's pshita. If you have a bone here the size of a barley, everybody agrees that if you touch that bone or you pick it up, you become tamei. But Maga V'Masa, that's the Loch Etzem Kisera, nobody argues on it. So here we're arguing now, when you have this limb from a mace, but the bone inside it is less than the size of a barley. So as the bone itself, there's no Tumas Maga. Still, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you touch this Eiver, you Tamei as Eivim in a mace. Why? V'yafilu Hochi Rachmona Rabiyah. Resh Lakish sold the Rebuy, the Torah says this Chiddush here that you come Tamei. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chol asher yigah pnei asada. Anything you come in contact with, any type of a mace that's lying on top of the field. Bechalal cherif, whether he was killed through a sword. Oy b'meis apnei asada. Or oy b'meis, whether he's stamped dead. Now, the Pasuk says, apnei asada suidashin. What does it mean, pnei asada, on the face of the field? Zeha mayel apnei ames. Means anybody's over the same oil of a mace should become tamei. That's the chiddush of oil. If you're under the same roof, if there's a roof on top of you and the mace, so you become have tumas oil. But halal, what does it mean to say a guy with a dead body there? Ze'eva minachai. It means to say if you have an eva or limb that came off a live person, but now that it came off him, it has tumas mace on it. V'yeshto la'ala sarucha. And there's enough meat on it that if it would have been still attached to the body, it would have still grown, it would have been able to heal itself. But now that it got detached from the body, it has tumas mace on it. Cherib, what does the Pasuk mean to say someone who is killed with a sword? Harezekhalal. It means to teach us that the knife itself also has a tumas mace. Like we know, a piece of metal, any kli matris, if it touches the mace itself, so the metal itself, the cherib, has mamish tumah like an avi avos tumah. The cherib, the sword that killed the mace, the sword has the tumah like the mace itself. That if a person now touches the sword, the person becomes an av hatumah. In other words, the mace itself is called avi avos hatumah. And the sword, or any kli matchis that comes in contact with the mace, that's called cheriv harezek echalal. That the sword, the metal, is also like the mace itself. Then the person says, oy b'mace, what's the chiddush in that? The aver hanechlam in a mace. That's an aver that came off from the mace itself. Oy biyetzem adam. What does it mean? Oy biyetzem adam a bone. Zer roiv atzomus. If you have a roiv of a calf of bones that has tumas on a mace. Oy be kever. What does it mean? Pasuk say a mace and a kever. Zer kever sosum. That has tumas on a kever sosum.